This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And so you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. You know, yesterday we were talking about the new checkpoints that are being put up around New York City. And it's likely that if New York City gets away with this, and by all evidence they're going to, that other cities will start to follow suit, maybe even states. We saw Florida doing it during the COVID crackdown that they had a few months ago. And apparently there's some other restrictions going on in place in different places, including Massachusetts, just to the south of us here in New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from. Massachusetts, one of the most restrictive states, has decided they are going to put severe travel restrictions on those coming from Rhode Island. According to new rules that took effect today, new rules that are going to restrict Rhode Island will include visitors from Rhode Island must fill out a travel form and they must quarantine or get a COVID-19 test. But according to WJAR at turn2ten.com, it's unclear if going over the state line to simply go shopping or for another casual trip is even allowed. Even the mayor of a border city, Attleboro in Massachusetts, says he doesn't know the answer. The mayor says, quote, you can walk across the street and you're in Massachusetts. Or sorry, this is another guy, another person, Nikki Essen, said that. She's from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And she says that's why, at least I presume that's Rhode Island. Is Pawtucket in Rhode Island?
Or
is
that Massachusetts? I got no idea.
Anyway, it's apparently like right across the street from Attleboro in Massachusetts is this town, Pawtucket. I presume that's Rhode Island. She says that's why she makes a very short trip from Pawtucket to shop at the Market Basket supermarket in Attleboro. She says it's convenient because we live on the line, she says. She understands why Massachusetts is putting in new restrictions on Rhode Island travel. She says they're taking precautionary measures. It's needed. The numbers are going up, she said. So she supports it, but she doesn't understand it. She supports the idea of having travel restrictions, but she, even though she's in support, cannot explain to you what those travel restrictions are.
You know, some things are easier to support when you don't understand them.
You know what's crazy is if you're going to have some sort of effect, you need an education campaign, not violence. That's not going to achieve anything.
Well, sometimes they'll start by just threatening, so they won't write a ticket for the first several weeks. They'll just pull people over and say you're not allowed to come here without a quarantine. Now we've warned you, and now you know for next time. And then if you get caught again, that's when the ticket comes out.
I'm sorry. I'm just not convinced that people are going to, or the state's going to be able to have enough of an effect on this.
She understands why Massachusetts is putting in the restrictions, but it's unclear how far the rules go. NBC 10 reached out to Governor Charlie Baker's office and other state officials seeking clarification. The answer that they received is that there are exemptions to the travel restriction, like commuting to work or school for critical workers, for medical treatment, or to get on an airplane, train, or bus. Shopping, even for essentials like food, is not on the exemption list. NBC 10's follow-up questions specifically about whether crossing the state line for shopping is allowed under the new rules have not been answered, other than by being sent the exemption list. So this comes back around to what our previous caller, Footloose, was complaining about. The man calling himself governor here in New Hampshire isn't responding to emails. Now, you could understand that somebody in a role like governor probably gets a lot of emails. It's probably not something he responds to personally, right? He's probably got people for that. They have like a press guy who responds, supposed to respond to inquiries. Well, I wrote a letter, or an email to these people a few months ago. And I was asking them about business owners and whether or not they were going to be threatening business owners with violence, with, you know, fines and things like that, if they don't follow the governor's orders. And they didn't respond. Of course not. Why would they want to respond to that? If they say yes, they look bad. If they say no, they look bad to a different group of people, right? So the better choice for them is to do nothing.
Yeah, it's such a true statement. Politicians, they basically just they change their position depending on who they're talking to.
Absolutely.
Bunch of liars.
So you're not getting answers from the governor in Massachusetts about whether or not people can come shopping in Massachusetts now with their new rules. Beverly Ring of Attleboro, Mass. Said it's definitely a problem. Absolutely. She owns property across the state line. She says it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for us that are this close. A lot of people going back and forth between Rhode Island and Massachusetts. She says, I'm meeting my daughter right now. She lives in Rhode Island. Attleboro Mayor Paul Heroux told NBC 10 News he doesn't know the answer about shopping. The city's health agent sent an email to the Department of Public Health Thursday morning saying he's getting a lot of questions about cross-border shopping and needed an answer fast, but hadn't gotten one by late Thursday afternoon. So they won't even answer their own bureaucrats about this.
They didn't take, I mean, I think part of the problem,
you don't think they thought about that?
They didn't take everything into account, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're just trying to force it out there, and it's like, well, we don't know because we didn't actually take this into account.
He says, quote, I mean, unless, this is another resident of Providence, again, down there in Rhode Island, says he will continue shopping in Attleboro. Quote, I mean, unless they tell me I can't, I really don't see how they can enforce it unless they stop everybody on the highway. And indeed, I mean, this, to enforce things like this, this public health crackdown insanity, is going to take further and further crackdown measures like quarantine, quarantines, and checkpoints like they have in New York City.
So they're going to be probably doing like random checkpoints and pulling cars over and asking for papers. And that's
if you got a Rhode Island plate. They'll pull you over.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, whether or not that extends beyond, like, New York City, I don't know, but it's certainly what New York City...
You mean checkpoints?
Yeah, having checkpoints and basically...
No, right now it's New York City, but that could change.
Right, right, and New York City is, like, you know, that's a big city, a lot of people, they have a lot of money, you know, in government there, and... It's not necessarily the case everywhere, so it certainly will be interesting to see, you know, what you know other places like Rhode Island are able to pull off, or you know New Hampshire, or you know so many other states that just don't have you know this huge industrial you know government complex of bureaucracy. I mean, they do have some, but it's not to the same degree as New York.
According to a different story from WJAR, starting today, Rhode Island will no longer be on their list of lower-risk states, which means that travelers from Rhode Island must fill out a travel form and quarantine for 14 days unless they can provide a negative COVID-19 test that was administered within 72 hours of arriving in Massachusetts. So they say there's an exemption in the travel order for students and workers who regularly go to a fixed location. And earlier in the day, three other states also added Rhode Island to their list of required self-quarantine because of the uptick in cases and positive test rates. So this is apparently affecting Rhode Island, but it is not yet affecting New Hampshire. But that said, Massachusetts, not exactly a friendly place for people that love freedom. But the amazing thing is that so many people are still in these places.
Hey,
so
maybe this is a good time to propose that New Hampshire-Massachusetts border wall.
No, I'm not going to propose that, but what I would propose is that people...
Are you going to make Mexico pay for it?
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's have Mexico pay for the border wall in New Hampshire and Mass.
I don't want a border wall. I mean, I want to welcome
people who
want to get out of Massachusetts.
Well, what about a one-way border wall?
I want to welcome people who want to get out of New York, people who love freedom.
Right,
I want to welcome
right.
those people here because, look, if you're in New York and now they're putting up checkpoints... What is it going to take to get you to realize that it's not going to get better? Because why would a libertarian, like what sort of things would be going through a libertarian's mind if they're staying in New York? There's the typical excuse of, well, it's where my family lives.
It's where my business is.
Or it's where my business or my job is.
Yes.
Okay, those are your typical excuses. But really, I mean, like, is it really going to be a good life for your family?
Those are poor excuses, though.
You have to go to a checkpoint every single day before you can go to work, is that the kind of life you want for your family?
What I don't understand is how somebody could not have come to this conclusion already, independent of this, right? Like
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it's like, this is, you know, this is what, you know, this is like...
what I always wanted as a little kid, right? And yet,
tyranny in New York City.
No. The opposite. Oh, okay. I mean, New Hampshire, the migration movement. Okay. And yet, it's like it was this impossible dream, and yet it's here. The moment I heard about it, it's like I have to be in New Hampshire.
Obvious, right?
Like,
yeah.
Like,
duh.
How is anybody who supports freedom not in New Hampshire? I don't understand. That.
Great question. 855-450 free. If you can answer it, 855-450-3733 Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DinoVite.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow, and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our number number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that's unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meatspace. We think that that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. Chris, just a moment ago, you asked the question to the audience: if you love freedom, what are you doing not being in New Hampshire yet? You got places like New York City, where they now have checkpoints set up across the city at various different entry points, such as bridges and so on. You've got Massachusetts now with mandatory, you've got to fill out some sort of form if you want to come into Massachusetts and self-quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, wow, that's been extended to Mass as well, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's what we were just talking about. We were just talking about it right before this segment, in the last segment.
Oh, okay.
The story was about how Massachusetts is mandatory or mandating that people from Rhode Island fill out a quarantine form.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
They have to fill out a form if they're going to come in. And there's some questions about, does that apply to people who want to just go shopping at the market basket? You know, that
gotcha,
kind of
gotcha,
thing.
Gotcha.
So Massachusetts has actually had that for a while. Yep. It's just that now it's applying to Rhode Island, where it didn't initially apply to Rhode Island. So that's what brought it into the news again.
Okay.
And it's not just those two states. It's other states as well that are putting on restrictions and more restrictions.
Yeah, so New York and Mass at minimum. What else do you know about what other states are doing this?
I'm not sure what all states are doing the same travel restrictions, but there's a ton of restrictions on various different activities, such as running a restaurant or, running a bar or whatever.
More of the filling out a form.
Good question.
That's
That would be something somebody could do some research on and probably find. I bet you there's a list of states out there that are requiring this.
Yeah, like I said, I was disturbed. I actually went through the entire forum for New York, and I was disturbed by the personal information that they were demanding. They were dates of birth.
Yeah,
like,
they want to know who you are,
phone numbers.
Yeah, they want to be able to text you.
What if I don't have a phone number?
Maybe they'll give you one.
There's all sorts of information that would basically be like some people wouldn't be able to comply with it.
I suspect they'll give you a damn phone because they want to know where you are when you're in New York.
Know.
They want to be able to call you and find
Maybe.
Out if you're where you say you are.
There ain't no such thing as a free
but you
phone.
Couldn't, you can't even comply with the law if you don't have a phone in the first place.
I'm saying, they may give one to you. You know what I mean? Like, they may be like, well, here's
your
government
phone.
But you're
supposed to submit this application and then print off the paperwork that says...
Oh, I suspect they're going to have
that. And then have that paperwork with you when you cross the border.
I expect that
they
would
give
it
to you. If you get pulled over and you don't have this, then they'll find
you. I think they're
going
to give it to you. No. If you're coming into New York City,
they're
going to likely have paperwork for you.
What I believe I was reading is you were supposed to submit it before you enter the state.
I suspect that that's what they would want, but there's going to be a ton of people who don't know about that. They're just going to get pulled over at the checkpoint for the first time, and they're going to tell them, you've got to have this paperwork, and they're going to probably have copies of it on hand, and then somebody's going to pull over to the side of the road and spend a half an hour filling it out or however long it takes.
But the thing is there was fines associated with it. So
the fines are if you don't cooperate with the rules once you're inside the city.
Maybe, I don't fully understand it.
Your phone calls and thoughts, and I suspect a lot of people don't understand
Anybody fully understands
it. You got to have an attorney if you want to figure that crap out. Andrew in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey, Andrew, you're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to note here that it's good that people who love freedom want to move to different states. I commend that. But we also have to be aware of the quality of people that move. I'll give you an example. It's the Texas effect. I mean, you have people from California who are liberal, who have, and when I say liberal, I don't mean libertarian. I mean people who call themselves liberal but possess authoritarian ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They come into Texas. It's a free state. Texas is turning blue. It's going to be
is
blue.
Is Texas
in
a free
That's
state? I heard that Texas has a mandatory mask order.
Yes. Well, it depends where you go. I mean, major cities, yes, but why is
I heard
that?
It was statewide. Is that not
it
true?
It is, but remember, it's
there's a lot of variable enforcement, especially down to some of these rural counties.
Sure.
I mean, I got a friend in Tennessee who says the same thing. So I can tell you that, yes, there is a lot of enforcement, but that's being driven by people with very hardcore left-wing policies. They come in.
Yeah. So here's what I want to say. If you think that there is a free state right now, please don't move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, there is no free state. And I can tell you that from my experience, a lot of this is related to, people talk about demographics and, you know, and migrants crossing the border and changing things. The biggest problem is migrants from in the country. It's people with crazy ideas in the cities who come to free states. Places like New Hampshire, places like Tennessee, like Nashville, places like Georgia to Atlanta, they come into Texas to Austin, Houston, Dallas. They fill the cities. They start pushing their ideas, and then they run the whole states from those cities. And next thing you know, those states look no different than California, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I grew up in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Agawam. And I can tell you, I don't miss it. But unfortunately, I'm seeing what I grew up with come to where I am now.
Well, I mean, again, this is the whole reason for the migration movement in the first place. It's because if like-minded people don't move together in one place, you're never going to outnumber the people who are effectively statists.
And those people are large numbers. And, right. I mean, look at the number of people who are willing to wear goggles. We just were talking about that earlier tonight.
Yeah.
55% of Americans somewhat or extremely willing to wear goggles if the government tells them to do it. I mean, they'll do almost anything they're told to do if they're afraid.
Yeah, they'll do almost anything, and that's exactly the problem, is that you have a lot of areas where, yeah, there'll be a mandatory enforcement, but a lot of that is selective, depending on county, depending upon municipality, depending upon who's in political power, because a lot of this is about political power and influence and making people do what we said because we said it. When you have a concentration of people in a major metropolitan area that can force their will, next thing you know, it starts driving policy for the whole state. And that's a big problem.
Well, actually, it could be a good thing, though, in that. I mean, imagine we were out from under the federal government and all the states didn't have to be more or less the same. Then it would make sense for the liberals to move to the liberal states, for the conservatives to move to the conservative states, and the libertarians to move to New Hampshire.
They'd be less likely to stay and fight where they currently are if they knew that there was a real clear choice that they could go to and just have the policies they already want.
Exactly.
Andrew, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's part of what we're trying to do here is to put the word out about New Hampshire. No, it is not a free state. There's no such thing. You know, that's an oxymoron anyway, the idea that you could have a state and have it be free. I mean, you can't. But the idea is to make this place more freedom-friendly than it already is, and arguably New Hampshire is already the most freedom-friendly of all of the 50 states.
I think you make a good argument there on this point.
Pretty strong argument for that. Yeah. Check out the Freedom in the 50 States study, although they said Florida was tying with New Hampshire recently, which is unbelievable to me.
They lived in Florida?
Yeah, I don't understand why they said that, but there's a whole study behind it. Anyway, we got more on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. Toll-free 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News. A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding coronavirus went on to kill the woman who had accused him. Ibrahim Bawachi shot and killed the woman after he was released from jail. He initially was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. His lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on $25,000 bond on the objections of the prosecutor. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Again, Discord is not just for calling in. It's also for hanging out with other Free Talk Live listeners, talking about a variety of different topics. There's a bunch of different rooms there in which you can have text chat discussions. There's even some voice chat line, kind of like party line rooms. You can go and check those out. It's free over at discord.lrn.fm. So, we've been talking a lot about the mask situation here tonight. And, you know, I wish we didn't have to talk about this. I wish there were other things that were in the news we're talking about. But this is affecting a lot of people right now. There are a lot of states, even so-called free state Texas, according to our last caller.
Yeah, okay.
Where there is, by the way, if you go to the Freedom in the 50 States study, I don't think Texas is even in the top 10. I'll pull that up here if we get the chance. But it's, I think it was like mid-pack.
Yeah, what? I've never understood what gives people the idea that Texas is free, because they've always been famous for law enforcement that'll just take a walk on your face.
Oh yeah, they've been. If you've got a marijuana, you're going to a felony. yeah. in Texas.
There was a lot of different things that are banned or would be banned in Texas if it wasn't for like Supreme Court rulings and things of that nature, too.
Texas, according to Freedom in the 50 States, which is freedominthe50states.org, that's their website, is currently number 21. So it's mid-pack at best. Mm. It's not even in the top 20 of the freest states. So not even close. And the place is humongous, so it's impossible to have any kind of effect, you know, if you're a relatively small group like we are, like libertarians yeah. are. The reason why Texas wasn't even included in the list of states for the Free State Project is because it's too big. There are too many people living there. There's, what, 26 million or something like that?
And I think a lot of times people don't really understand why New Hampshire, right? Like, it wasn't just picked at random because somebody liked New Hampshire. I mean, the whole
idea... No, it was voted on.
It was voted on. But the whole idea behind New Hampshire was that... There are people. Basically, the population is concentrated in a certain area. There's
within, southern New Hampshire.
Yeah, within basically. Southern New Hampshire, within about 2 hours. Of the population.
We're all the way on the west side of the state, and it only takes 2 hours to drive all the way to the east side.
Right, and not only that, even from here, it's only an hour to the state house, the Concord. Right. So it's really easy to organize and. There's other factors like the population size, right? You can't have an impact if the population is, you know, too big in a state or too spread out. Or
that's right.
The number of representatives.
That's why Wyoming
for example,
didn't win and New Hampshire did.
Right.
But to me, the most important thing about New Hampshire is the tradition of liberty here. People still think about it. People still say, "Live free or die."
It's on the license plate, which is kind of humorous.
Which is ironic.
Yeah, it's very ironic. It's not gone. It's just going. Freedom is going in the wrong direction everywhere.
And so New Hampshire's a little slower in that direction than some other states. So,
but that's why we need more people here, and that's why people have been moving, so that we can have some pushback, and eventually, hopefully, we can go in the opposite direction, in the pro-freedom direction.
Yeah, but really, we need a lot more people to make the move up here. I mean, it's just...
Absolutely.
We only have a few thousand people who've actually made the move so far, and it needs to be like... thousands more.
Absolutely, absolutely. But again, this is also why it's with the whole idea originally was within our lifetime. Because the reality is, you know, to get a lot of people to move is going to take a long time.
Yeah, it is.
And if people come in with unrealistic expectations...
And they do.
You're going to have people leave.
And
they do that. And so what I would tell people is come in with realistic expectations. You know, expect to live here and work with us. Towards, you know, freedom to the best of your abilities and, you know, and so forth. And eventually, you know, we may actually accomplish, you know, something more substantial. And it's not to say we haven't accomplished anything substantial. I think we got 20 times as many reps as any other state. So
we have actual libertarians in the state house. Right. That happens here. So, and we've had some great court battles. You've won against the police.
Absolutely.
Carla Garrick, the founder, not founder, but one of the presidents of the Free State Project, she won a very important police know your rights kind of court battle. So there's been some really good court victories. The Robin Hooders here.
Way more than I can list.
I mean, there's been a ton of them, and this is with a relatively small group of people.
Yeah.
And we've turned New Hampshire into a crypto mecca. Keene, Portsmouth, these are two of the hot spots globally for cryptocurrency acceptance. That's because of the activists. It's not some random chance. Oh, well, it just so happens to be that these are great places. No, it's because of a handful of dedicated activists who go out there and talk to people about cryptocurrency, and it makes a difference. Even just a handful makes a difference. If we could have dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people who are activists for freedom in every city, all the major cities in New Hampshire, we would become unstoppable as a political force.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing is that even when people come here and they don't really do a whole lot and they just live their life, there's still some value in that. It may not be to the extent of, you know, the idea of moving here for, you know, activism and so forth. But it is still having an impact. Like, just spending crypto,
because they make friends and they, you know, join their community groups and things like that.
Absolutely. But even stuff like, you know, now you're around people who have crypto and there's businesses that take crypto and then you get a wallet and then you buy or sell or, to buy stuff with crypto, and that helps it's a small thing, but it is something. It does have some impact, and when you expand that to other causes as well, you slowly start to see the bigger picture.
I mean, even Massachusetts on this list of the freedom in the 50 states is number 23, which means Texas is only two spots better than Massachusetts. And Massachusetts is like an incredibly unfree place.
I was never under any kind of illusion that we had a free state. And one of the reasons, actually, I remember when I was younger thinking, you know, why I didn't move to New Hampshire, you know, prior to the, you know, Free State Project and the migration movement in general, was that it was, it's a motto, but a motto doesn't really mean that there's actual freedom. And so it wasn't worth my time and energy to move. But as soon as I realized that there were people moving, I'm like, I have to be there.
Absolutely. And you did. You picked up your life. You picked up your business,
I killed the business off. Yeah. I killed a small portion of my income off even to move here.
That's dedication.
Absolutely.
And the question is, how bad does it have to get where you are before you realize that it's time to go? What's it going to take? Because if you're in New York City, you got checkpoints now. Okay, now that's not everywhere. That's not the whole country, but they had them in Florida a few months ago. So if they've done it once, they can do it again. So is it only a matter of time before checkpoints show up in a city near you? It may very well be. So what do they have to do? How bad does it have to get? How bad do the taxes have to be? How bad do the restrictions have to be? How long are they going to tell you you can only have 25% of people in your restaurant before you just decide, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore. I can't make any money. I'll just leave. If you're going to close my business down, well, now you've got more freedom to leave, right? Like before, if your excuse was, I've got a business here, well, now they're going to run you out of business. Yeah. Are you still going to stay?
Yeah. People make up these excuses, and I really have to wonder, like, do they really value freedom? I mean, it's one of these things where...
And it's okay to value things more than freedom. If you value your family and convenience of being where you are more than freedom, then stay where you are. Have fun.
But to then call yourself a libertarian or, you know,
something like that. You can still be a libertarian. And you just don't it's just not your priority.
I don't know. I guess.
Some people, business is their priority, and they just want to make money, and they think they're in a good, you know, New York City's a great city to make money in. It's a financial center. It's a place where there's international people. There's a lot of opportunity for money to be made in New York City. Of course, you have to spend an arm and a leg to live there. But
it seems like a poor excuse.
Because you value freedom more than most people.
I do, but I think it's also a poor excuse in that, you know, New York City is not the only place to make money.
No.
I mean, this idea that you have to live in New York City. Yes, certain businesses you may be beneficial, you know, living in one city over another. But if you value freedom, you know, it's not like you can't operate businesses from outside of New York City. I mean, most people who have businesses could operate from outside New York City.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 855.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If you dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Thanks to Barefoot Anarchist, who is a gold amplifier here on Free Talk Live. Barefoot Anarchist contributing $10 a month. That's the gold level. Appreciate that. Which we only ask for $5, so he's doing twice as much. So definitely appreciate the support of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's an idea to help help us get on new radio stations. You do it for $5 or $10 or whatever amount you can afford. We definitely appreciate it. It helps us market and promote Free Talk Live and get on new radio stations across the country. We've got over 190 stations. I think we're like 194 or 195, somewhere in that range right now. And it's thanks to listeners like Barefoot Anarchist. You can get signed up with Bitcoin BTC, or you can use your debit or credit card or PayPal over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, like K-E-N-N in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really mad, man. My taxes went down today.
You're mad because your taxes went down?
Yeah. I want to feel like I'm part of the society, you know. So I was paying $50 a month, a year for my property taxes, and now they're zero.
Wow, how did that happen?
Well, because I filed filed ahead of a household exemption, and so my property value is so low, like all the property in New Mexico, that now I'm below the minimum taxable value, and my property taxes are zero.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, so New Mexico isn't so bad after all. I mean, if you can get away with no taxes whatsoever on property.
That's one aspect of freedom, sure. Right? I mean, there's so many other things.
Let me give you the contradictory part. I was in court yesterday, and this chick judge from Española, New Mexico, which is the heart of the corruption in New Mexico, if anybody knows anything about New Mexico, she's a newbie judge, too, a baby judge, and she threatened me with contempt.
Mm-hmm.
because we go on the record in the, I'm calling in, I'm making a telephonic appearance, and I got an attorney that's also making a telephonic appearance with me, and even though I've had extensive consultations with my attorney, she doesn't know everything that I know as far as what my legal strategy is, and right. So the judge says a couple things that I object to, and my attorney doesn't object, so I say, objection, and the judge tells me to shut up.
Right, because you're not, because when you have an attorney in court, they are the only ones who can speak for you. You cannot speak to the judge directly.
That's right, and that's a problem, and that's one of the things that I did that for a reason. I wanted to object on the record and have her tell me to shut up, mm-hmm. so that I'd have something to appeal against. Because right. if you're sitting in a courtroom at the table with your judge, and something happens in the courtroom, and your attorney doesn't object, and you want
you
to
can't
object,
appeal.
You can't appeal, but you can lean into your attorney and say, "Hey, object to that." But right. when you're making a telephonic appearance, it's supposed to be the equivalent of being in the courtroom.
Right. So, but you can't lean into your attorney because you're all on the same Zoom thing, and you don't have a private channel to talk to the attorney. Great point.
Yeah. So I made a point of then addressing my attorney directly. I said, my attorney will object for me.
Yep.
And she made one of the objections that I had emailed her while we were talking, but there were a couple more. And so I made it clear on the record that I was communicating with my attorney. And then Judge, what's her name? This is public record. Felicia Blea Rivera. She tells me to shut up again or we're headed towards contempt.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Right. So anyway,
that's a great example. I'm really glad you brought that up because in the courtrooms across the United States right now, first of all, in most places, a lot of places, there's no trials being held at all. But here in New Hampshire, they're going to have the first trial that they have yet had in the last several months. And it's going to happen here in Cheshire County this month. And there was a whole story about how they're going to be, you know, resetting up the courtroom and that no one's going to be allowed in the court unless they're like the victim's family members. There's barely any room for any of them. So if you're a member of the public and you just want to come in and watch a trial, good luck. You're not going to likely be able to find a seat.
And are they repealing the speedy and public trial part from the Constitution?
They claim that the trials would be viewable online.
They lie.
And that's what they're doing right now with the city council meetings, is they're putting city council meetings online. This is a great point, though, that he's making here, because you don't have full access to the trial. You can't watch what you want to watch. You can't talk to somebody who's sitting next to you. There's a lot of things you can't do, and people aren't going to, they're not going to complain about it.
They're denying access effectively to a percentage of the population which does not have...
Yeah, you don't have internet.
Not even the people who don't have internet, but people who have not great internet connections.
Slow
people
internet.
People who have, don't have Zoom.
Right.
You can't install Zoom, maybe, or, you know...
What if you don't want to install Zoom?
Right, don't want to install
you
Zoom.
You don't trust Zoom.
Right. Zoom is a privacy nightmare. It's a backdoor into your computer, basically. There's all these things, and it's like, and the crazy thing is these governments are actually installing these applications on their own computer. I mean,
Oh my God, that reminds me. Did you hear about the porn that got played during one of the court hearings of the guy? Did you hear about this?
I think so.
The guy who they arrested for the Twitter hack.
Yeah.
Apparently, during his Zoom court hearing, somebody broke in with some like porn.
Yeah,
that was
the judge didn't know how to use Zoom.
Was it the judge playing the porn? Because that would be really funny if it was broadcasts the porn that he's watching
on his
computer.
So Meyer's saying what happened was the judge didn't know how to mute or kick the person from the room. So that's how the court porn got played because the judge didn't know what to do.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
David, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, let me give you an exact quote. She said I was being disruptive and disrespectful to the court because I dared to voice an objection and because I dared to attempt to communicate with my attorney. and I believe that I have a right to communicate with my attorney, even when some real-time thing is happening that's going down and it's on the record, and you need to have it, you need to act correctly on the record so you have something to appeal against. So when this judge, Felicia Blaya Rivera, was shutting me down, what she was doing was shutting down avenues of appeal for me.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, which means that she was destroying, and I said this on the record, that she was smashing due process with her threatening me with contempt.
How does criminal contempt work?
I do feel like I would object to the judges telling me to shut up, because that is a violation of due process. So you should be able to bring
you
that up on appeal.
Object.
You'll probably get thrown in jail or something.
But that's my other question: how does direct criminal contempt function when you're not actually physically in the courtroom? Because normally it's like, all right, that's contempt, and then they send the bailiffs over and put you under arrest. Do they send the bailiffs to your house? How does that work?
Yeah, well, what she would do realistically is she would write out a bench warrant for my arrest, and mm-hmm. she would tell me, I'm swearing out a warrant for your arrest. You can turn yourself in, or you'll be picked up whenever, wherever. And if she was really pissed, she would ask she can't order the law enforcement to come find me, but if she's got some connections, but since she's from the most corrupt part of New Mexico, Española, Rio Arriba County, with all those sheriffs I've been telling you about all these years, one's in federal prison right now.
David, good call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate the story. You bring up a really great point that how do you have a whisper conversation with your attorney in a Zoom conference?
One of my
Oh,
go ahead.
You can't. That's what I said.
One of my favorite lines from Mae West, if you remember her, was she was in court in one of her movies, and the judge said, "Madam, are you attempting to display contempt for this court?" And she said, "No, Your Honor, I'm attempting to conceal it."
I like, there's a movie, Transformers, from 1986, the animated version of the film that they had, where they're in a kangaroo court, and at one point, and the judge turns to one of the robots and says, "Silence, or I will hold you in contempt for this court." And the response from the robot is, "I have nothing but contempt for this court." I thought that was a good line. Someday I might use it.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Perhaps fittingly, this story from KrebsOnSecurity.com, a web-streamed court hearing for the 17-year-old alleged mastermind of the July 15th mass hack against Twitter was cut short on a recent morning after mischief makers injected a pornographic video clip in the proceedings. The incident occurred at a bond hearing held at a video conference on Zoom by Hillsborough County, Florida criminal court in the case of Graham Clark. The 17-year-old was arrested earlier this month on suspicion of socially engineering his way into Twitter's internal computer systems and tweeting out a Bitcoin scam through the accounts of high-profile Twitter users. If it was this kid, he pwned Twitter. I mean, he owned these people. He had Barack Obama's account. He had Bill Gates' account.
Yep.
He had so many. It was really, if this was him. And by the way, I did hear that he's going not guilty, so we may end up with a trial here, or maybe he's just looking for a better plea deal. But somebody played some porn on the channel, which I think is hilarious. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. And if you're on our Twitch and DLive, stay tuned, because Nobody Tells the Truth is coming up here in moments at DLive.LRN.FM.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.